Just want us to take a minute and meditate upon the word of that hymn, that we may be willing to daily bear our own cross just as he did for us. Let's take a minute and meditate and do a prayer so that we may never forget the sacrifice that our Lord did on our behalf. John chapter 19, verse 30 says, "When he had received the drink, Jesus said, 'It is finished.' With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit." It is finished. A sacrifice. In French, we say, everything is accomplished. And when we meditate upon the last word of our Lord on the cross, we understand that there is no sin, there is no burden that has more power than the cross of Jesus Christ. So I don't know what burden we came with this evening. I don't know what guilt may be on our hearts. I don't know what is that thing that we are recalling in our mind and that may make us feel unworthy. But Jesus' words remind us today that it is finished, because there is no burden, there is no sin, there is nothing that we have done and that we will do that is more powerful than the cross of Jesus Christ, because he said, "It is finished." Amen. It is finished. Lest I forget agony, Christ, I forget thy love for me. Lest I forget thy love for me. Lead me to Calvary. We are going to say our Apostle Creed. I will invite all of us to rise up on our feet as we again say these words that are an anchor of our belief. Not only they say things about who God is, but they also retell the story of how Jesus came and paid it all so that we may become a family. I believe in God. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, he died and was buried. He descended to hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From hence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit. I believe in the Holy Universal Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the everlasting life. Amen. Amen. Can we give God a round of applause? We are going to welcome Reverend Bolingo for the time of exhortation, but also he will lead us into the Holy Communion. Welcome.
Let's read together from the book of John chapter 19, and we'll read from 31 up to 37. John chapter 19 from 31 to 37. Can we read while standing? If you have found, you can stand and then we can read together the book of John. Chapter 19, 31 up to 37. Then the Jewish authority asked Pilate to allow them to break the legs of the man who had been crucified and to take the body down from the cross. They requested this because it was Friday. They found not want to the body to try on the cross on the Sabbath, since the coming Sabbath was especially holy. So the soldiers went and broke the legs of the first man and then of the other man who had been crucified with Jesus. But then they came to Jesus. They saw that he was already dead, so they did not break his legs. One of the soldiers, however, plucked his spear into Jesus' side, and at once blood and water poured out. The one who saw this happen has spoken of it so that you also may believe. What he said is true, and he knows that he speaks the truth. This was done to make the scripture come true. Not one of his bones will be broken. And there is another scripture that says, people will look at him whom they pursued. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. You can sit down. Dear brothers and sisters, while reading this scripture, we remember the great message that the Gospel of John is telling us. And you know, this book helps us to understand more details about the eternal Word, the eternal Word of the Lord, the eternal Word that became as a human being. the eternal word came among us. We remember that this book of John, it was written so that people can believe and know that Jesus Christ, he is the Savior. He is the Son of the Lord. And through Jesus Christ, we have faith in the Lord and we have faith in the life that he shared with his people. This book of John helps us to understand that the Word of God is in us, and the Word of God was explained, was manifested through the various miracles that the Lord Jesus Christ performed during his ministry here on earth. So, while remembering the event that took place at the last moment, we are learning also how the Word, the eternal Word, performed miracles even during the death. At the beginning of this section, we learned that the Jewish authority asked Pilate to allow them to break the legs of the man. The Jewish authority, the behavior of the Jewish authority is well explained also in chapter 22. In chapter 22 of the book of Luke, you can see the behavior of the Jewish authorities. And the Bible says that those Jewish authorities were also the teachers of the law. So, the teachers of the law, they knew the miracle that the Lord Jesus Christ performed on earth. And they knew, for example, what happened as it's written in John chapter 9, where Jesus Christ opened the eyes of the man who was born blind. And they were afraid of the people, the Jewish authority, the teachers. They didn't arrest Jesus Christ publicly because they were afraid. They knew the miracles that Jesus Christ performed on earth. So as you read this text of Luke chapter 22, you see that those Jewish authority, they tried also to find a way to put Jesus in death. And while reading this text, you can understand that also apart from the Jewish authorities, the teachers of the law, we have also the close friend to Jesus. And you know that James, you know that John, they were close friends of Jesus because he's the one that could keep the money. But the Bible says that he plotted against Jesus Christ, our Lord. And he tried to think how he could also join those Jewish authorities. What we can learn from the behavior of the Jewish authorities and teachers, we can learn that they planned something against Jesus Christ. But what they did, it was a way of our redemption, a way to get salvation, not only for the Israelites, but the whole world. While thinking about the Jewish authorities, we can see hypocrisy among people. They have the mission of teaching the law, but while trying to see the way they were involved in the plots, the hypocrisy was revealed during the day Jesus Christ was arrested. Because when you read what is written there in Luke chapter 22, you can see how they could even say many things against Jesus Christ, but they couldn't even convince the king. They couldn't even convince the ruler because they were lying. I think in our daily life, we can get some close friends. They can be relatives. It's important also to build a strong relationship with these people that can help you to build your future and to think about your inner circle. Inner circle. Who is in your inner circle with whom you can share your secrets? Jewish authority are the one who plotted against Jesus. Another aspect is that as Judah was one of his close friends, he opened a room, an opportunity in his mind, and Satan got inside so that he can betray Jesus, our Lord. And another aspect about Judas, we learned that Jesus Christ was sharing the meal with his disciples, but Judas decided to leave. He decided to leave the room. So he is joining the Jewish authorities' plan. Judah used his position so that he can meet those Jewish authorities, those priests, those teachers. So he used a human effort. He used a human effort so that he can fulfill his desires. So the human effort of Judah was against to Jesus' mind. What we learn from this journey is that we are remembering the death of Jesus Christ, who came into the world to save us, but it's important to keep the relationship with those who are staying close to Jesus. The Jewish authorities, they are asking to break the legs of the man who had been crucified. They planned something, but they didn't know that Jesus Christ died. They didn't know that he has already died. That's the human plans. Human plans are limited. Jesus knew the place. He knew the place. He knew that he is going to die. He knew the future. And he knew the people that were living around him. What we can learn also is that Jesus Christ fulfilled his plan. He reached the end of his plan. And as you learn, while he was crucified, those thieves who died with him, one saved his life because he knew that he was a sinner. He was a sinner. But apart from the thief, we have also the soldiers. The soldiers who saw how Jesus Christ died and they confessed, surely this man is a man of God. So let's think about 4 points. The first is about the being spirituality. That being spirituality is also called existential spirituality. With the existential spirituality, a Christian, he takes his time to think. He takes his time to observe. He takes his time to learn about what is happening. Being spirituality, existential spirituality. We are learning that those soldiers who saw how Jesus Christ died, they confess that really this man is a man of God. The existential spirituality. How to nourish this existential spirituality? Some of us use to spend time in prayer and fasting. That is one of the existential spirituality. Others, they have time also to go out to observe creation. They can stand in front of the lake, in front of the mountain, existential spirituality. You can stop also activities. You know your limitation. You are limited. Those Jewish authorities, they tried to see Pilate so that he can allow them to break the legs of the man who was crucified. They didn't know that he has already died. They are limited. For us, we are also limited. We have limitation. So that's the first aspect of what I want to share with you. The second one is also the doing spirituality. Doing spirituality. They tried to do something. For us as Christians, we need to do something where the Lord Jesus Christ put us. Maybe you can see somebody, he doesn't have any support. He needs support so that he can do something. It's also important to help doing spirituality. And about the doing spirituality, you can continue reading the scripture of John, and you will see how other people who were not living with Jesus as those disciples could also come to say, please give us the body of Jesus so that we can go to bury that body. Doing spirituality. Apart from the doing spirituality, is also important to think about the heart spirituality. Heart spirituality, we can share the suffering of Jesus Christ, but also it's important to share the suffering of our close fellow Christians. The heart spirituality. When our brother, our sister is going through challenge, how do we feel? Do we run away like those disciples who ran away? Even Peter, who promised to be with Jesus, he denied, he refused. He refused. So it's important also to cultivate our heart spirituality. So about the three aspects that I've mentioned, you found that the existential spirituality, the doing spirituality, and the heart spirituality contribute to strengthen our faith as we remember the death of Jesus Christ. Doing spirituality, heart spirituality, existential spirituality. The last one that I want to share with you is the head spirituality. Head spirituality, as we are learning the word, we read the word, we read the scripture, we are using our minds, we are using our head, the head spirituality. That's why in our families, we organize time to read the word with our family members. We have also time to read other books because we need also to nourish our head spirituality. May the Lord bless you as we are remembering the way Jesus Christ died. So use those four aspects to nourish your faith as you are following Jesus Christ, our Lord. May God bless us. Amen. Together we are going to join the Holy Communion, and I'm asking the elders and pastors to approach the table so that we can remember together the special moment Jesus Christ shared the food with his disciples.
Above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what
remember the text of Matthew chapter 26, from 26 up to 28, where the Bible says that the time Jesus Christ was eating the food with his disciples, he prayed. So before we get the bread, it's important for everyone to examine himself, his journey, his relationship with the Lord, and ask the Lord to forgive him so that he can be worthy to share the bread, to share the wine, as we are remembering the suffering of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are Almighty God meeting into this place and remember our journey. You know how Almighty God we behave during the week, and you know our minds, you know everything that we said. In the name of Jesus Christ, I request forgiveness for everyone that will attend and partake Almighty God this Holy Communion. I pray also for this place where we are standing, a place that Almighty God you set apart so that it can be a place of worship, a place of praise. We welcome you, Lord, in our midst, in our communion, in our fellowship. The same time, Almighty God, we think about the rulers of this place, rulers of this town, rulers of our country. We ask you to forgive everyone, and we ask you, Almighty God, to continue to make a way so that many can come to you. Many can leave, Almighty God, their bad behavior. Many can come in the kingdom of God. We pray all this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. So, dear brothers and sisters, the Bible says that while Jesus was eating with his disciples, he took the bread and gave thanks. We keep praying. We are Almighty God committing this bread into your holy hands. And we remember, Almighty God, your body that suffered for us. Almighty God, bless this bread. Bless this bread for us While Omatika is sharing this bread, let everyone think about his mission. We need Almighty God to control our hearts, our minds, our spiritual journey, to think about your body that suffered for us. We pray that in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. So, dear brothers and sisters, the Bible says that the time they were eating, he took the bread and then he broke the bread. And he said, the bread related to his body that suffered for the forgiveness of the sins of many people. Dear brothers and sisters, when we share this bread, we are also commissioned to think about unity among us, to think about peace in the place where the Lord sent us. And the Bible says that after eating, the Lord took the cup, the wine, and he gave thanks. We are going to pray with our brother Etienne. Let's pray.
Thank you, our Lord, for your love that you showed us by giving your life for us. We know that all what we want to look after, all what we want to care of is the life. But you gave your life by pouring your blood so that we may be saved. We thank you for this cup that we want to share now. In the name of Jesus, amen.
So, dear brothers and sisters, as we hold this cup, we remember the blood of Jesus Christ that was poured on the cross. And this cup seals God's covenant. May the Lord bless us. Amen. So, as we are continuing with the Holy Communion process, we are going to share the bread with the elders, and after that, we'll serve you. So, at the same time, our brother Jeremiah will keep leading us with the song.
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's face, and see see the light beneath.
Jesus, keep me near the cross.
Jesus, keep me near the cross. There are precious fountains, free to all my healing stream, flows from Calvary's mountain.
Says the following, I tell you, I'll never again drink this wine until the day I drink the new wine with you in my Father's kingdom. Then they sang a hymn and went out to the Mount of Olives. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. For yours is the kingdom, power, and glory forever and ever. Amen. May God bless you.
Amen, amen. Can we give God a round of applause? Thank you very much, Reverend Dr. Bolingo and the elders, for leading us in that powerful moment.